Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Well, at least not in his three-dimensional space. Although, having said this, there is obviously some connection between us that isn't seen. The album Read My Lips, subtitled The Universe Is You, was my favorite album for well over a year. I mean, I listened to it daily, up to 10 times a day. This was obsessive, but then again I needed something to distract me during a difficult time in my personal life. I admit I am too old for crushes, but this is what I had for the voice. Once I started playing the fool with this concept of a virtual lover, it became part of me. Read my book and you will see that at its time of writing, Sophie was nothing more than just another pop singer, another celebrity. As the year had progressed, her projection has become more important to me. Whether or not she has ever received any of my personal messages to her is irrelevant, as it has been and continues to be obvious that there is some kind of communication link there. I tried 3 times to bump into her. Footnote, see her single with my space. But whatever it was I saw was not the spirit I think I am connected to, because this spirit is direct and to the point. Certainly the wandering around aimlessly is part of the attempt to decide something. For me, it was that I really do not have the inclination to waste my time on something that is not real, on something that cannot be touched, felt, and interacted with. As much as I appreciate the warm sense of love and the emotional completeness I feel, it is not real. I have created it. This is a fact. The question remains, does Sophie want to join me in this illusion of love? For this is what love is, an illusion. To consider it as anything else is folly. We fool ourselves about this emotion because of its great rewards, but the truth is that pure love cannot be completely fulfilled because of a triangle of love, because of a conflict with reality. The best anyone can wish for is that it is acknowledged by someone who feels the same. From there on in, it is partnership of illusion. This was made most apparent by black and white film I watched about a disfigured man and his love. The pretense in contemporary society is that one other thing matters when it comes to love. The emphasis is on appearance and keeping them up. This is said to be the folly of previous generations, yet from my understanding, consuming relationships is extremely degrading to the quality of life. I think I have forgotten, after such a long ramble, that what I wanted to add was a picture of Sophie's latest progression, a love heart with the words Emily. For me, Emily stands for freestyle acid manager. Poses, I love you. Poses, and that is all I had to say. Freestyle acid manager, I love you. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Freestyle acid manager, I love you. Poses, freestyle acid manager, I love you. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Freestyle acid manager, I love you. Poses. Freestyle acid manager, I love you. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Freestyle acid manager, I love you. Poses. Freestyle acid manager, I love you. I love you. I love you. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Freestyle acid manager, I love you. Poses. This is a fact. The question remains, does Sophie want to join me in this illusion of love? Because this spirit is direct and to the point. Once I started playing the fool with this concept of a virtual lover, it became part of me. 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 Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Sophie Alice Baxter is not my lover. Peace, I am out of here. Word up.